Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. The Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this next hour, we're going to hear from John Lee Hooker. Fine recording from the 1950s. Albert Collins on his electric guitar. Ice-like he is. R.L. Burnside from Mississippi Hill Country, among his first recordings made in the late 1960s. As well as Big Joe Williams and J.D. Short, some of the contemporaries as well from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. All right, it's coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Stick around, lots of good music coming your way. We're going to hear next from Elmore James. Here he is with Held My Baby Last Night, Elmore James, on the Deep Blues Hour. Rowhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Rowhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Although the doors of the theater may be closed during the ongoing pandemic, Rowhouse Cinema is still hosting many events online and in person when possible. Rowhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, go to rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
Left for me out in the cold. I worked in the rain and snow to put you on your feet. I worked in the rain and snow to put you on your feet. You took in my best friend, moved poor me out in the street.
Thank you. can make the transfusion that can save a life. Why, you can change the darkness into broad daylight. You make the deaf man hear and the dumb man speak. But it don't make sense. You can't.
A song from Willie Dixon entitled It Don't Make Sense, You Can't Make Peace. That's from a release called Mighty Earthquake and Hurricane. Came out through Mighty Tiger Records in 1984. Willie Dixon, I'm sure it was recorded before then, but pretty powerful message. Plus we heard from Charles Brown, his early recordings made out in Los Angeles. There he was with So Mistreated from Charles Brown. Up next, let's hear from Big Joe Williams, joined by his buddy J.D. Short. This is off of the Delmark release called Stave and Chain Blues. This is Rambled and Wandered, Big Joe and J.D. Short on the Deep Blues Show.
I rambled, I wandered, rambled on and on. Lord, I rambled and wandered. Don't want me, baby, to sit that I don't like you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my deal. But I'm troubled, I'm all worried. And I never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know my little old baby, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, girl, and I come walking out. When I'm troubled, I'm all worried. Yet I never be satisfied, and I just can't keep up. Yeah, I know somebody sure been talking to you. I don't need no telling, girl, I can watch the way you. I'll be all right. Yet I never be satisfied, I just can't keep up. Got no more to say. Just like I've been telling you, girl, you're gonna have to meet my. But I'm troubled, I'm all worried. Yeah, and I never be satisfied. I just can't keep up. Yeah, my baby, she quit me. Seemed like mama was dead. I got real wood, yeah, and she drove it to my head. I'd be troubled, I'd be all worried. Yet I never be satisfied, I just can't keep up.
Can paint your cheeks, gal, straighten your hair like a pin. I can't use your mane on an old hog frame. Says you can give me pig me. You can give me pig me. I mean you can give me pig me. Pig meat is what I crave. When I die, you need to bury me at all. Hang me up against that pygmy's wall. And you can give me pygmy. You can give me pygmy. I mean you can give me pygmy. Pygmy is what I crave. Now when I die, it will be seen that I'll lay a love of a pygmy machine. cause I love pig meat. I love pig meat. I mean I love pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. I mean, I love that pig meat. Don't bring me no old hog. You can toot your whistle, you can blow your horn, but when you come to pig meat, I got you some right on, cause I love pig meat. Oh, I love pig meat. I mean, I love pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. You can straighten your hair while your dress is up, but use old hog. I know you by your walk. You can give me pig meat. Give me pig meat. I mean, give me pig meat. Pig meat is what I crave. Yes, sir.
From Bo Carter. That is Pig Meat is What I Crave. From the collection called Banana in Your Fruit Basket. There's Bo Carter. Plus Muddy Waters and I Bees Troubled. That's from one of his first recordings made for Alan Lomax on a disc called Blues Songbook from Muddy Waters. Up next, we're going to hear from Yank Rachel, otherwise known as Jim or James Ranchell. This is from a disc called The Stuff That Dreams Are Made From, recorded 1930. Sweet Mama from Yank Rachel here on the Deep Blues Hour.
But I ain't gonna call you sweet no more. Say you used to be sweet mama, and I can't call you sweet no more. And every time I come to your house, it's a man standing in your door. I said, I'm going up to country. Why did Sir London cross the door? I said, I'm going up to country. Why did Sir London cross the door? If you don't see me tomorrow, you won't have no man at all. Baby, if I had wings like a bullfrog on a phone. Lord, if I just had wing my mouth like a bullfrog on a phone, I would ride right here in light and sweet mama's arms. Lord, said the blue jumped a rabbit running for a solid mile. Said that blue jumped a rabbit running for a solid mile. Lord, that fool couldn't catch him and he sawed right down and cried. I said, look here now, baby, that's something really worrying me. I said, look in here, sweet mama, there's something really worrying me. It ain't my bad need of future, my old time used to be.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This old hammer goes to heaven. Lightweight man, Lordy, lightweight man. Take this hammer, take it to the sergeant. Tell him I'm gone, Lordy, tell him I'm gone. If he asked you what got the matter, had too long, Lordy, had too long. I'm gonna roll on. I'm going home, Lordy.
Whoa, I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home. Going home, going home,
I'm going home. Oh, but oh, Lord, girl. Oh, but oh, Lord, girl.
Oh, Alberta, Alberta, Alberta.
Break up, babe. Fell by my pillow while you used to lay,
oh, used to lay, Lord,
used to lay,
used to lay,
there the pillow where you used to lay,
used to lay,
oh, Roxy, Roxy, girl, oh, Roxy, Roxy, girl,
oh,
rock me, Roxy, ring, rocking chair, if the chair turn over, I don't bid more care. Bid more care, babe.
Bid more care.
Chair turn over, I don't bid more care. How good let your bang grow long.
How
long
let your bang
grow long. If you cry about a nickel,
oh, cry, but oh,
you
don't
cry,
cry
about
don't cry.
All I want is my regular white star, three hard meals and my right at night.
Three hard
right
meals,
at night,
we'll
baby.
Get it.
Three hard meals and my right at night. Ooh, Rosie. Alabama Rosie, ooh, Rosie, Alabama Rosie,
Rosie, Rosie,
don't
Rosie, Rosie,
Rosie, Rosie, Rosie, Rosie, Texas, 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 Texas town. Ooh, good, hello,
girl,
but if you was mine, baby, wouldn't do nothing but the starch and iron. Starch and iron, baby. Wouldn't do nothing but the Cuban iron.
You go and I'll come with you, little babe. Little babe, you go and I'll come with you. Bet your life I won't quit you, little babe. You get the van, we go to show. You You bet the horses, I'll pick up the dough. Where you go, and I'll come with you, little babe. Your life, I won't quit you, little babe. You go to jail, I go your bond. You get time, yeah, what I would do, stay outside and wait for you. You go. Your life, I won't quit you, little babe.
That was Little Babe from R.L. Burnside, and that's off of a Fat Possum release of his first recordings. R.L. Burnside right there from the late 60s. We also heard from Guitar Welch from a disc called Prison Work Songs, put out through Arhuli Records. These were recordings made 1959 and 1975. I think this one was 59. Guitar Welch and Take This Hammer. Recordings made, I think, down in Angola State Penitentiary. Could have been down in Mississippi's Parchment Farm. I'll have to look that up. Guitar Welch right there, though. We're going to hear next from Blind Blake from a Best Of collection that Yazoo Records put out. Here he is with He's in the Jailhouse Now, Blind Blake, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Remember last election, everybody was in action, trying to find themselves a president. There was a man named Lawson, from New York down to Boston, representing the colored people we have sent. My brother was a voter, also a great promoter, going around giving advice. They go down to the poll and vote. Did our voting once, we voted twice. He's in their jailhouse now. He's in their jailhouse now. We got him downtown in jail. No one to go his bail. He's in their jailhouse. Friday, I met a gal named Lighty. I thought she was the swellest gal in town. She started to call me honey. I started spending money. We went into a cafe and sat down. I thought that I was in it, buying a drink a minute, buying wine, champagne by the dozen. When I went to pay that man, I found that lady's hand in my pocket where my money was. They got her, she's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. When I went to pee that man, I found that old girl's hand. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse. In the jailhouse now. I went to see that man, I found that lady's hand. She's in her dream house now.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. We're always here for you.
Ship ever known, making its first sails across the sea. Everybody's loaded up and waving their glad hands goodbye. Captain Smith said, "Howdy, machinery, all right. How's your compass setting dead on New York? Keep it looking on down. Let go, right on down up high. Roll it over, whistle went right on down." Fiddling, dancing, having a big time on the lower deck. Now you're right, but don't get it wrong. Get that girl and promenade on. Good morning, baby. Hello, now. Come on, dude. Captain Smith says, "Gonna make a world record out of this ship. Gonna make it to New York about 2 days and a half or 3 days ahead of time. How the machinery now, all right? How's your compass? All right. Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pipe. Notice all what's going right on down." Everybody's still having a big time. Now you're right if you don't get it wrong. Get that girl the red dress on. Good morning, babe. Hello now. Got a message that's foggy on the sea. Couldn't see how to travel. All boats are tied up. Otherwise, it's an iceberg for North Pole. Biggest it ever was known. About a mile square. Impossible for any ships to run. Captain Smith said, "Don't mind the fog on the sea. We've got the strongest dynamite headlight ever was known. Otherwise, the ship is on sinkable. Plow through all icebergs. Now, how's your machinery? All right? How's your compass still on New York? Keep her clucking on down. Let go right on down the pike. Load it all, whistle it right on down the pike. Everybody's still having a big time. Now you're right, but don't get wrong. Get that girl and go right on. Good morning, baby. Hello. Titanic before it hit the iceberg. 20 miles to pass the light out. Just to hear the music on the lower deck.
If you are what you are. what you say you are. You can bet your life I'm never gonna let you go. I'm blue and all alone, and only love can cure me. I must be shown, 'cause I'm from Missouri. So, honey, if you do what you do, half as good as you say you do, I'll tell you what you better do. You better start in loving me now.
Called Tin Pan Alley Blues, put out through Memphis Archives. That was Eddie Cantor and the Georgians with If You Do What You Do. Fine pre-war blues and early jazz recordings there from Eddie Cantor. Plus we heard from Frank Hutchinson from a collection put out through Columbia Legacy Records called Roots and Blues The Retrospective. Music from 1925 through 1950. That was from 1927. And the last scene of the Titanic from Frank Hutchinson. I think that was covered several times later by Lead Belly and others. All right, from Frank Hutchinson. Up next, let's hear from John Lee Hooker. Here he is from a release called Graveyard Blues. I think this was 1950s. Here he is with Alberta, John Lee Hooker, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Yes, I know Alberta. Well, I know about it. Now, boy, I turn short around. I turn short around. Oh, Lord, Joe. Oh, Lord, Joe. Oh, Lord, Joe. To Alberta's house, and I got down on my knee. She said, come right on in. Now, Johnny Lee, God knows, husband just not left, husband just now left. Oh Lord, yeah. Oh Lord, yeah. I'm leaving, leaving out bottom, and I ain't coming here no more. You no more, you cry, cry, little woman, God knows. Father, you cry me, Father, you cry me, I mean cry me.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. You know I cried have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Yeah, I'm waiting for my baby. Won't somebody please send a home to me? I've ever been a bad boy woman. Did not intend to be. I can hide my heart mistreating me. Then I cried have mercy. I cried, Lord, have mercy on me. Somebody please send a home to me. I know I didn't mean to hate you, but you say it's true. I could come back, baby, longer than loving you. Then I cried, have mercy. I cried, Lord, have mercy on me. And I'm trying to find my baby. Wow! Send her home to me.
Treat me here, but you came when I go on. You can mistreat me here, But you can't when I go home. I've got a fine little girl there. What make you leave me alone? I gave you all my money. Tell me, what more can I do? I gave you all my money. Tell me, what more can I do? Fine little girl, but you just won't be true. Well, I know you didn't want me when you laid down across my bed. You were too intoxicated to remember what you said. I know you didn't want me when you lay down across my bed. You were too intoxicated, baby, to remember what you said.
Sail On, Little Girl, there from Jimmy Witherspoon. Plus, we heard from J.B. Hutto and the Hawks, along with their buddies Sunnyland Slim. That's from a release called Hawk Squat, Send Her Home to Me, from 1966, J.B. Hutto and the Hawks. Time for just a couple more tracks here on the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear from Albert Collins. But first, here's Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. This is from a disc called Blues, Boogie, and Bebop. This is Home Boy. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Drunk again. Homeboy, homeboy, I can see you drunk again. You've been drinking them double doubles everywhere that we have been. You keep on drinking till every drop is gone. You keep drinking, drinking, and drinking till every drop is gone. You keep drinking to everybody's health
till pretty soon you're ruining your own. Now there ain't no harm in drinking if you know when you had enough, but you get so mean and evil every time you drink that stuff. You keep running your big mouth, don't know what you're talking about. Every joint that we go in, they wind up throwing us out. Homeboy, homeboy, you may be from my hometown, but if you can't do no better, buddy, I guess I'll have to put you down.
It's just after 6 o'clock, which means it's time for the penguin on top of your TV set to explode!
Oh, penguin on top of the telly exploded. Well, what's on the radio then? Looks like penguin dust.
If you can find your radio amongst the penguin dust, tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
So there's been this massive robbery of the population for 40 years and has its effects on the way the government works. That's why you end up with, say, 90% of the population being basically unrepresented. And these struggles go on constantly. They're going to go on in the post-pandemic world. It's a radical class struggle. But only one element in the struggle is always fighting, the business world. They're dedicated. They never stop. Unless working people, general population, take part in the class struggle, they're going to get it in the neck.
That's Noam Chomsky, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Noam Chomsky on class struggle, or get it in the neck. The ruling class, and there is such a thing, assiduously attends to its needs. That is to say, to maintain and expand its power and wealth. How does it do that? by manipulation, propaganda, and political influence. It deploys divide-and-rule tactics to not only distract most people, but goads them to turn on one another. The idea is to get people to look down and not up at those who are on top. So your class enemy is not gazillionaires such as Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg, but it's the poor guy down the street, out of work, behind in his rent, and his family doesn't have enough food to eat. The boot is on his neck. How to get it off? Organize and resist. Our guest today is Noam Chomsky, the legendary scholar activist who has been a leading voice for peace and social justice for many decades. Chris Hedges says he's America's greatest intellectual who makes the powerful as well as their liberal apologists deeply uncomfortable. I talked with Noam Chomsky on November 30th. He was at his home in Arizona, and I was in Boulder. Let's start with the pandemic. Excuse this crude expression, but Americans are dropping like flies, a death a minute. NPR reporting a dire picture around the country. Hospital resources are stretched thin. New York Times headline, as surge spreads, no corner of nation is spared. If this is not a national emergency, I don't know what is. What must be done?
What has to be done is to follow the advice of the scientists and of the countries that have successfully managed it. It is not inevitable. We can see this from the fact that other countries, rich and poor, have handled it pretty well. China, for example, is just back to work. There are very few cases. Vietnam, right on the border of China, almost no cases. New Zealand, basically under control. Australia, pretty much under control. Taiwan, Senegal, Kenya, Nordic countries are not too bad. I mean, there are places that have more or less managed, which tells us, and they're countries of a very diverse kind, which tells us that it is possible, but not without leadership that most of the time even denies that it's happening, which filters down to the population. We've seen reports of